WildTalkRadio.com.
Ho, ho, ho. It's holiday time. Time. Decorate that tree. Wrap them presents. Eat them cookies and drink that milk. It's 20 days of Jobber. With the holy and jolly Jobber Claws.
Ho, 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 it's me, Jobber Claws! You thought I was going to finish out the song, didn't you? Yeah, you did. That's all right. And of course, since it is day 10, I believe, of Lone Jobber Sober, it's the holidays, 20 days up, we're halfway through, and I've been tagging along with my elf friend, Rocco. Rocco?
Yes?
Hello. Nothing. That's awesome. Thanks, Rocco.
I said yes.
Yes, I said hello. I was expecting you to say hello back.
I didn't hear the word hello.
Oh. How has Rocco's holiday time been going as of late?
It's been going decently.
Has the Rocco put up the Rocco tree?
The Rocco tree is up.
Yeah. The Jobber tree just went up, not last night, but the night before.
I have my turtles on my tree. I have my Where's Waldo on my tree, my snowflakes and all that fun stuff. We're good. Always got to put up the Leonardo turtle on the tree.
What? You have Ninja Turtles on your tree?
Yeah.
Oh, why? We don't. So
I have also, there's a Where's Waldo in my tree too.
I heard that. That is something. People were actually disappointed when they saw the ornaments that we have. Because I put the tree up and we started sorting through. I'm like, okay, these are the ornaments we made when I was a kid. These are the ornaments I bought myself, and these three are the ones that aren't mine. Like, oh, that's not much. Where the hell is the rest of our ornament? I don't know. So, yeah, I got my little chestnut mice in the walnut things that we made from Boy Scouts 25 years ago. Damn. And I got my little dreidel ornaments up. Looks fancy. Tree spins. Well, that tree does. I actually have two trees.
You have two trees? Why do you have two trees?
I have two trees. When I first moved away, I had to buy my own tree.
Oh, you guys have the fake tree.
Yeah, we do fake trees. I'm kind of a little bit allergic, and let's be honest, we just put it up 2 days ago. I'm not going to go out and spend the money for a tree that's going to be up for less than a week.
I mean, you could.
Well, Rock, let's be honest, you know my financial situation. I don't spend money. Am I really going to go and get a real tree for 5-6 days? No, not really. Oh, look at that. Oh, that's pretty, Rock.
And you can see the turtles on the tree.
I'm actually looking for them.
They're skiing.
Oh. Okay, there's one. I see one. How many am I supposed to be able to see from here?
There's two.
Okay, I see one. And is that one up at the near the top next to a giant candy cane?
Yes, that's the other turtle. Okay. There's two turtles.
Oh, shit. I have candy canes from last year. I can put that on the tree. I bought extra candy canes because they never go bad, so I can crush them up throughout the year.
Right.
If I wanted candy cane something.
Right. Those aren't real candy canes. They're fake candy canes.
I assume so. That would have been a big old candy cane, though.
Would be a giant candy cane. Really would be. Yeah. So, anyway. So, that's a catch-up of our holiday spectacular fun so far.
Yeah, and we were late tonight because I went to my Christmas thing at work, and then when I got home, they were doing the rack, so timing just didn't work out well, unfortunately. And I clearly sound like I'm sick because I'm kind of feeling it. Happy fun day.
But here's the thing. I explained this on the wrap-up of the rack heard every Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern. Next Thursday night's called Pop Goes to Rack. This was Jingle on Rack. I explained with our release time schedule, we're going for 7 p.m. So we have a 24-hour window from 7 p.m. to 7 p.m. to release this show. So it's like, just because you don't get it exactly at 7 p.m. doesn't mean there isn't a show in that day window. We're going off the Hanukkah nights throughout this whole process.
I like it.
So we have a 24-hour window to do these shows and get them out to you. So
yeah.
So you'll get this before the next one is supposed to drop on Friday. So you'll get, technically, you'll get the Thursday one, day 10, Friday some point. And then on Friday evening, you'll get the next one. That's how this goes.
Well, when are you dropping this?
This will be dropped tomorrow, Friday afternoon at some point.
Okay.
In the window before the new other show.
Okay.
See how
so we're doing Jewishy days then. We're using the Jewish calendar.
We're using the Jewish calendar. We're staying on the same release schedule around 7 p.m., 8 p.m., around that time. But we're starting at 7 p.m. That's our 24-hour window for the day. So now people don't freak out when it's not out at a certain point.
Yeah.
But if you would like to complain, it's at Wild Talk Radio.
Yeah, exactly.
Or
taken up with Tim.
Well, that's at Flames Forums. If you want to complain at Flames Forums, he'll be our complaint department. So next time you don't get this one on time, tweet Tim at Flames Forum. Then he'll.
I really don't want to show up on time now.
Then he'll take that complaint, he'll put it in a box, and then explain it to us when he explains about boxes.
Exactly.
Okay.
Are people from Canada kittens? I mean, I know kittens like to get inside boxes.
Cane
kittens. If it sits, it fits.
Cane kittens is part Canadian, so.
Wow. There is some respect lost.
But there was a tie-in about kittens and Canadian. And
yeah.
Anyway, what are we doing here today? Let's get to this.
We actually have a topic today, Rock. It's amazing.
What is our topic?
Christmas games.
Ooh. I mean,
you know the song, Dancer and Dancer, blah, 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 but you know, most famous, the Rudolph song, which is terrible, terrible, terrible song, and they wouldn't let poor Rudolph play any reindeer games. Well, I figured tonight, we would be talking about those said Christmas games.
Like what?
Well, the first one on our list is called a Marshmallow Munch. Lord, that sounds dirty. Thank God this isn't on CB Radio.
Well, just wait for the number two, because it even sounds worse. Anyway.
I actually misread that, which is terrible. Now, a candy cane munch is where you eat an entire bowl of mini marshmallows and drink a cup of hot chocolate in a minute, or race to be the fastest.
That would be the Marshmallow Munch, yes.
Wow, that is so American.
America.
America presents Christmas.
Hell yes. All right, what's next?
Candy cane catch. I'm pretty sure I read that as candy canes. But hey, it's called the candy cane catch.
Right.
All right. Let's see here. Where you tie a piece of ribbon or twine from a couple of chairs. Players stand on top of the chairs and try to be the first player to drop candy canes onto the ribbon and get it to stay there. Play until the first player gets the candy cane to catch on the ribbon, or see who gets the most in a minute. This is more of a difficult candy Christmas minute to win it games for kids. Okay, so basically, you just try to drop a candy cane onto a ribbon that you're standing over.
Doesn't sound so hard. But these are fun little games. You get a little eggnog, it makes it a little more interesting.
Get a little eggnog, get a little rum, get a little more rum, get a little more eggnog.
Then you
two more rums.
Then you try to stand on the chair and try not to fall over.
Exactly. That's how it goes.
Exactly. What's next?
Damn. Sorry, I had to check the score. The toy touchdown. All right. Players pass small toys or ornaments under their legs like they're hiking a football and have a teammate catch them in a small Christmas basket that's attached to the second player's back. Teams must race to be the first team, catch five, or who sees who can get the most in a minute.
Okay.
That seems like that might actually, after the five eggnogs, that seems like that could get a little difficult trying to pack them all in there.
You know what these games sound like so far? Things you would have seen on Double Dare.
I don't recall Double Dare. The name sounds familiar.
You don't remember Double Dare?
The name sounds so familiar. Was this a Nickelodeon show?
Yes, it was.
Okay, that sounds...
When you had to take the physical challenge.
Like I'm saying, the name sounds familiar, but I'm not...
Go Google Double Dare before we move on, because we're not moving on until he Googles Double Dare.
Double Dare. On Google anytime now. No. Okay, that looks familiar now.
Okay, so there you go.
All right, so I'm gonna have to just pull this tab out.
He's gonna have to remember about Double Dare later, I think.
Probably. So would you play Toy Touchdown Rock?
I mean, it sounds like a decent game. It'd be fun when you have little kids try to do it. That'd be fun.
I'm pretty sure most of these games are simply for little kids.
But it's for kids and adults of all ages. Anyway, what's next?
Yeah. Well, Rock, I know you're talking about your Ninja Turtles and your Werewolf Waldo on your Christmas tree. Do you have one of those Elf on the Shelves?
No.
Okay, well, that's unfortunate. Because this next one is Elf Toss, where players, as I read through this, you take some mini plastic elves and you try to toss them into buckets like 5, 7, 10 feet away, and you have to get an elf into each bucket. It's very, I would suck at that one because it's way too basketball-y.
See, what you need is to put the baskets on the ground, turn them sideways, get a stick, hit them in. That way it'd be hockey.
There we go. That would work for me. And it would be really festive.
It would. All right, what's next?
All right, next up we have the snowman shape, where we decorate white ping pong balls to look like snowman faces, fill an empty tissue box with the snowman ping pong, tape the tissue box to someone's backside, and the player has to shake all the snowmen out of the tissue box before the time runs out. What the hell did you send me?
You what? You see the picture of the snowman shake. Okay.
So wow, there's a second picture, too.
You're pooping out ping pong balls.
No, snowman. It's just a little shake, shake, shake. Oh, Lord.
All right, what's next?
The North Pole pop.
Thank God I didn't say North Pole poop.
I almost read it as that. Players have to pop 10 balloons using just their hands with winter gloves on before the time runs out. Okay, so you have winter gloves and balloons would be hard to pop with.
With gloves, yeah.
Especially with gloves.
That makes that. See, that's why it's a challenge. These are creative. I will say this. They are creative.
These aren't just pin the nose on Rudolph or something, but, I bet that's in there somewhere.
This one's up your alley, the next one.
The Jingle Bell Jam. Before the party, have 5 boxes with different amounts of jingle bells. Then wrap like holiday. Players have to shake wrapped presents filled with the jingle bells to determine how many jingle bells are in each, putting them in order of the most jingle bells to the least. Shake, 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 jingle bells. Shake, 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 jingle bell. Shake, shake, shake. That one would be difficult.
That would be difficult.
You could always go for the always go for the Hanukkah version
He's watching soccer, by the way.
You can always go for the Hanukkah version of that and throw pennies into the boxes.
There you go.
So, we just made this this is multi-denominational.
Yeah. All right. Next one.
Oh, well, we all know how the CB radio is going to fall on this one. It's the Naughty or Nice. All right. We set bowls full of red and green candies, making sure to have the same amount in each one. Players must quickly go through a bowl of red and green candies and divide the candies, one at a time, into separate bowls across the room labeled naughty or nice. Red candies go in the naughty bowl.
What is that?
Green candies go in the nice bowl.
How is this a game? Just separating candy.
Well, I mean, it's got a bowl of mixed candy, and you're just trying to separate them.
I guess fastest time wins, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, I guess that's how it would be.
Or you just help planning the party.
Well, I don't want little kids touching all my candies. Come on, now.
I know, it's kind of gross. Anyway, what's next?
Yeah. The reindeer rap. I just did that. Thank you.
I know. I was playing along with.
Oh, God. We're terrible people. Actually, I added an extra to it. Just to give the remix. All right. Players have to wrap a teammate from head to toe with brown crepe paper and top with a reindeer headband to finish the challenge. If a player breaks the crepe paper, they can continue wrapping them, wrap them completely. Oh, Lord, no.
All right, what's next?
No, that one's messed up. Turning someone into a goddamn mummy. That's not cool. See? There you go. You use some other type of paper that's white. You got a Halloween game. I'm making these multi-fun. The snowball fight. Oh, there we go. That's a classic. Players have to bounce or toss white ping pong balls into an empty goldfish at the other end of the table, while other players are throwing cotton balls at the ping pong balls. The player is bouncing, trying to knock the balls out of the way. Player has to bounce one ping pong ball into the bowl to win. Okay, so I'm imagining this, because this is the first time otherwise I would have summed up what these are. First time I'm reading this. So
basically, this is beer pong.
Yeah, it's basically beer pong, where you're throwing cotton balls at the ball.
So eggnog pong. There you go.
Damn. Rock takes it to another level. Another level. That's what Rock does. He just brings it to another level.
It's like the next level. I'm always on my marks.
Wow. Great. I'm the only one that's ever going to get that reference.
Yep.
I mean the only one.
Oh, I know.
You can play that comment on CB radio. and I would still be the only one.
The only one to get it. And that was a stretch, but I went there because it made me laugh. Anyway.
Oh, Lord. Next, we have the Rudolph Rake.
Okay.
All right, where we give each player, you and I, both get a red pom-pom and a spoonful of Vaseline. Oh, my Lord, where is this going? No, this sounds messed up already. I don't... What is this lady doing with her kids? players have to race to the first person to put a red pom-pom on Rudolph's nose. Make sure to put a little bit of Vaseline on his nose as well. On the other side of the room, they're using a Rudolph poster, I guess I should say. To play, players must dip their nose into their spoonful of Vaseline, then get the red pom-pom to stick to the Vaseline on their nose. Once the red pom-pom is on their nose, they must move across the room and stick it to Rudolph's nose. And they can't use their hands at any time.
I don't know, Rock.
Okay. The Vaseline was weird.
I mean, I guess I get it because it makes it sticky at that point.
But still weird.
Yeah, that's then you just have to walk up to Rudolph and okay.
Okay. Okay. Next.
Next up, we have all through the house. All you need are some mini Christmas figurines. Now, before the party, we're going to hide the Santa or the Christmas figurines. We're going to want one for everyone. All throughout the house. To play, the players must race to search the house to find the mini Santa. This one would be great as a team relay, have one player search first, and when they find one, they must tag the other player who searches. Each player or team to find Santa first wins.
So, this is sort of like a Jewish game, where you hide the matzah.
That sounds dirty.
You hide the matzah, and little kids go around and find the matzah, and whoever finds the matzah wins like a dollar.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's the same thing. Dollar. It's the same thing. It's used, or you only give a dollar.
No, it says at least one for each player, but either the player or the team to find Santa first wins. It seems like, I don't know, that you'd have to find the entire team, which would be an interesting way to do an egg hunt for Easter, I guess.
Sort of, yeah.
But that's what I thought the moment I read that. I didn't go with your hide the matzah.
Well, you know,
we're putting the call tonight.
We're trying to keep, you know, we're celebrating the holidays, the winter holidays.
We are.
We're here on hashtag 20 Days of Jobber.
Hashtag Jobber can't remember what the title of the event is called. All right.
Next
up is called the Ornament Roll. We need some ball ornaments, gift boxes, and painter's tape. Now we're going to give each person an ornament and a gift box and have stand behind a lined tape on the ground. Okay, so everyone has a box, everyone has an ornament, everyone stand behind a line. That's it. Tape another line across the room, best done in a large empty room or gym. To play, the players must fan their gift box towards the ornament, get it to roll across the room over the other line. Players can't touch the ornament with the box itself. So basically you just have to fan a little ornament ball.
Pretty much.
Across the room.
Okay. Next one.
I don't know about that one.
I'm not a fan of that one. Next one.
All right. Mistletoes. You're going to need some tinsel, some chairs, and some mistletoe. Hang a thin Christmas ribbon across two chairs low enough to the ground that players can reach it with their feet if they're sitting on the ground. Give each player a plastic mistletoe, two for kids, and three to five for teens and adults. To play the game, players must race to be the first to hang the mistletoe on the ribbon using just their toes to hold it. That would be super easy for me.
That would be super easy for me, too. I can pick shit up with my toes.
Yes, can I.
It's awesome.
it messes with people's minds. It's like, does. That needs to be picked up?
Okay.
Well, here you go.
Hold on one second.
And that would be done.
Simple and easy.
That's what they call certain people on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Simple and easy. How many are there? Okay, there's only 25. That's good. We're halfway done.
A little bit more than that. Yeah, next.
Next up, we're going to trim the tree. Okay. Going to need some mini Christmas trees and some plastic ornaments. We're going to pick a handful of the mini trees and place them in a line on the floor. Give each player a bucket full of plastic ornaments that have hooks on them and have them stand on a line a few feet, like 10 feet away from the mini trees. Players race to be the first to trim the tree by tossing ornaments from where they stand to try to get them to hang on the tree. First one to get 5 ornaments on their tree wins. Okay. I can see that one.
Yeah, I can see that one. Mm-hmm. Next one.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind that one.
That's not bad.
All right, next one. Mommy kissing Santa. Before the party, put little stickers on the bottom of Hershey Kisses, some mom stickers and some Santa stickers to play the game. Set up the Hershey stickers in a grid. Just line them up. To play, players must pick a Hershey's Kiss from the grid and look at the bottom. If they pick a kiss with the mom or the Santa sticker at the bottom, they hold onto it and pick another one. If they pick one with no stickers on the bottom, they must eat the Hershey Kiss and pick another one. Players continue picking Hershey Kisses until they find a kiss with the mom or a kiss with Santa on the bottom.
Okay. Not as dirty as the title sounds. Next.
Jingle Bell Rock and Roll. I want to rock. And rock is always rocking, kind of his thing. What we're going to need are just some fall ornaments and jingle bells. Holy jeez. Place 5 fall ornaments lined up on the end of a table and give the player 10 jingle bells and have them stand at the opposite end of the table. The players must roll their jingle balls from one end of the table and attempt to knock off all 5 ornaments from the opposite end of the table. Okay, I mean, we used to use little matchbox cars, but I guess that makes sense. All right. Next up, we have Let It Snow, where you give each player a plastic spoon and a cup full of cotton balls. On the opposite side of the room, place an empty bowl for each player. Players must race to get 10 cotton balls from the cup to the bowl on the other side of the room. Using just the plastic spoon, the plastic spoon must be held in the player's mouth. If they drop the cotton ball, they should leave it and go back and get another one. So it's an egg race?
Pretty much, yeah.
All right. Next up, we have the White Christmas, where we give each player 2 large rolls of white streamers. Players must hold onto 1 roll of streamers in one hand and another in the other. When the timer starts, players have to try to unroll both rolls of streamers however they can. The only rule is that they cannot use their hands other than hold the streamers. 2 rolls of streamers. Did it unroll them?
Apparently.
It's going to get messy really quickly.
Yes, it will. But it'd be easy enough to clean up the Vaseline. Anyway, next.
Yeah. Next up, we have the wreath toss. Get some cheap wreaths from Amazon or the dollar store and have the players try to toss them onto empty paper towel rolls glued onto a Christmas-colored poster board. When players must land 2 wreaths on the paper rolls.
Okay, that sounds easy enough.
Yeah, I mean, that's not too bad. It's not too crazy or wild.
It's ring toss.
Yeah, it's ring toss. Just with wreaths. Trying to think of how you can Hanukkah-ize that, but I'm having... Yeah, bam! I know how you can do that. You get some donuts, and you try to toss them onto the menorah. On the candles. Bam! You just Jewized it.
I was going to say make Jewish stars and just toss them on them.
Wow, really?
What?
I'm not judging you, Brock. I'm just judging you.
Next one.
Next up, we have the fill the stockings, which hang stockings, 1 for each player, from a ribbon tied tightly from 2 chairs. Give each player a bucket full of ping pong balls, preferably different colored ones, and then send them across the room from the stockings. Players race to be the first to bounce the ping pong balls into the stockings from across the room. If you have multiple colored ping pong balls, players can shoot it for any of the stockings. If you're using white ping pong balls, everyone gets a particular stocking. Okay, so it's like across the room, beer pong.
Yeah.
I get it. Not bad.
Not bad.
I want a hula hoop is our next one. Give each player a hula hoop and set a pile of 5 Christmas cups at the other end of the room. Players must roll their hula hoop down towards the pile of Christmas cups to knock them down. First player to knock down the top 3 cups, so all cups are on the ground, wins. Okay, so we make a little pyramid, and we try to bowl a hula hoop down through it. All right, I can see it. Seems simple enough.
Yeah.
Sugar Plums Dancing is our next one, where okay. We give each... What?
Is that okay?
We give each team a list of Christmas songs that everyone other than 1 person on the team can see. Teams must race to be the first to get their guesser to guess the title of all the Christmas songs on their list. Teams can work together, like in reverse charades, to act out the song titles, but no words, no singing, no sign language. It's speed charade. You can either do the first person to get through the entire list or the first person to guess like 5 of the songs. And I got a good idea. Got a good point. You could clearly use the Greater Than Great Debates Christmas song list for that. Here's a hint. Frosty's going to win. Can't really do that with too much of the Jewish songs because I never pronounce those.
Except for dreidel.
I made you out of clay. Next up, the 12 Days of Christmas. Oh, Lord.
On the first, no.
The first day of Christmas, we made a terrible show. On the second day of Christmas, we had made another terrible show. That's on the third day of Christmas, people got worried that we didn't make a terrible show. So we did. Give each team a bucket filled with Christmas trinkets, including items associated with the 12 days of Christmas. You know, partridges, doves, golden rings. Make sure, I hope they're not live doves. Make sure there are not all the items from the 12 days, as well as other items to confuse teams. Have teams stand at one end of the room and put a bucket per team at the other end of the room. When you say go, a team member must run to the bucket and find something that fits one of the 12 days of Christmas and bring it back to their team. Players rotate like a relay, going to the bucket until they find something for each of the 12 days. The list recommends giving them a list of the 12 days of Christmas to check them off. So, like, the first day of Christmas, you want, like, a pear or anything pear-shaped. The second day is anything related to turtles. Third day, anything related to french fries, plastic eggs, stuffed hen, horn. Okay. And basically, you just have something different for each day that they try to go. It's a scavenger hunt, basically, through a bucket.
Sounds like it, yeah.
And last, but hopefully certainly not least, the Secret Santa. Before the party, wrap up a bunch of small boxes. About five player, five-person team plane. That's from my head. And inside some of those, put a small piece of paper with a picture of Santa on it. And the other boxes, put a small piece of paper with nothing on it. To play, players have to choose one present from the table and unwrap it with oven mitts on their hand. If the present has a Santa inside it, they're done. If not, they have to choose another present and continue unwrapping until they find the Secret Santa. Knowing how some of my friends used to wrap gifts, that would be impossible.
Right.
Like, I had a friend who once put a gift, a birthday gift, in, like, plaster of Paris and gave the person a little chisel.
Oh, okay then.
Yeah. So, okay, well, that one doesn't seem too hard.
No.
And if you want to make it with a different holiday, clearly you just, you know, put a picture of a menorah or a dreidel or something. Seems simple enough.
Yeah.
Well, those are some fun games, Rock. Would you have thought of doing any of those at a big family reunion?
No, but they sound like fun.
Yeah, some of them sound nice enough.
They're easy.
Get everyone all rummed up.
So here's the thing. They're very easy to do. You don't need a lot of prep work for them. And they're stuff you basically have around the house.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of it's just, okay, you have some ribbon, you have some ping pong balls or puffs or something. Okay, well, we're going to make a weird little game out of it.
Pretty much.
Kind of like the candy cane toss for stuff. I think that was probably my favorite one.
Maybe.
Once you get everyone all liquored up, becomes a thing of who's going to break a leg.
Yeah, that would be the fun. It might not be the funnest to do, but it would be the funniest to watch.
It would be the funniest to watch. They peaked early with this list.
We peaked it early with the list. Let's be real.
Well, you know.
It got weird with the Vaseline, and then went.
Yeah, down. After the Vaseline, that sort of kind of went. Okay, this is weird.
This shit was bananas.
Yeah, actually, right after a lot of them start going a little flamer after Vaseline.
So I think Vaseline is a good stopping point for this episode of 20 Days of Jobber right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. We'll be back tomorrow night with more exciting holiday fun.
Yay! That sounds like fun.
So,
ho, ho, ho.
For the
Lone Jobber and the Sir Rockin.
Sir Rockin.
I'm Lone Jobber. I said that twice now because I'm that important. This has been my show. Ho, ho, ho.
WildTalkRadio.com.